Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Howdy, everybody. Quick little special edition today. We have an exciting announcement. Someone that we've had on before is going to join the podcast as a co-host. So today we're announcing that Bill Cooksey from Tennessee, our colleague, our friend, our sportsman extraordinaire, is going to join us. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing great, Aaron, and I'm really excited about this. I mean, when podcasts really started coming on several years ago, to me, it's like the perfect media for sportsmen because you can get interesting people on and talk to them and listen to them and get the whole story. And it's just, it's really exciting to be able to work with you on this. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to it too. And we folks heard Bill before. We did a waterfowler episode with Bill not too long ago. And so they kind of know him, but I'm going to tell folks a little bit more because Bill's got such a cool skill set and background. He's worked in the industry. You know, he's worked for Avery Outdoors. He's been an outdoor writer. He does a lot of work on our Vanishing Paradise campaign. And Vanishing Paradise, for folks who don't know, is our campaign down in the Mississippi River Delta. Obviously, Louisiana, Sportsman's Paradise, as it's known. All the other good places along there, including up to Tennessee where Bill is. Just a huge sporting region, ducks, quail, whitetail, everything. And we do a lot of work to conserve and restore that area. And Bill's going to bring that kind of regional feel, the waterfowler, the bass fisherman, the whitetail hunter, and help hopefully complement my, you know, backwoods westerner, elk chaser, woodsman kind of guy, trout guy. And so we have more balance and we can cover the whole country.
Well, the cool part of it, you know, we both love doing sort of the same things, but they're in different places and at different times and with different people. So, you know, you end up having different questions of the same people, you know, and it's really cool to hear those different dynamics talked about, whether it's hunting, fishing, conservation, you know, and everything in between. So,
yes, sir.
Whether it's the Everglades or Texas or Tennessee, I'm ready to roll.
Well, yeah, I think one of the coolest things I've noticed when we talk to Bill is how we're kind of fascinated by what the other guy does because it's a little bit alien to us.
Yeah.
You know, you're always telling me cool turkey and duck stuff, and I'm not too much. I don't know those very well. And then I get to tell you elk stories, which, by the way, my son harvested his first ever elk this past weekend.
That
which is another
awesome.
Cool announcement, yeah, that we can make on this little promo. So, yeah, I learned from you. You learned from me. Here we are. And we're going to have some fun with this.
I mean, you know, y'all talk about having to quarter up big animals and we drive trucks to where we shot the deer under the stand. It's just, it's such a different world, but we all love being out there, man. Congrats to your son though. That's just cool.
Yeah. Thank you. I couldn't be happier. And you know, he got to carry the rear quarters, which he's proud about because the rear quarters weigh somewhere 70, 80 pounds a piece. And so he was pretty happy. Got some good pictures I'll share with you. But enough of that for now. We'll cover a little bit more of that on our next episode. But what else you want to tell us, Bill? We'll let folks go. But we just wanted to announce that Bill's going to be joining us. I think it's going to be fun. You guys are going to enjoy his stories, his guests. He's got an amazing Rolodex of all kinds of sportsmen around the country with his history and his duck calling acumen and all kinds of good stuff. So we'll have some fun with this.
Oh, it's the perfect time of year for it too. I mean, I'll be duck hunting in Louisiana early next week. I will be at Stuttgart, Arkansas, judging the world duck later in the same week. And then our duck season opens here in Tennessee, and there's just stuff going on everywhere. So I'm excited to get on and talk about it.
Yes, sir. And we're even going to see each other. We think we're planning on a little connection here in Arkansas where we'll get in some duck hunting, maybe some spaces right there around Arkansas too. So
might even catch a trout on the white. Even catch a trout on the White River.
Yeah, add that, of course. So we'll add all those cool, fun adventures, and maybe we'll do some field stuff with that. But we just want to take this time to tell folks that we got some changes coming to the Outdoors Podcast. They're going to be fun. We're going to get some cool new guests, and we're going to get to learn from Bill instead of just hearing me ramble on. So thanks for joining us, Bill. Appreciate it. It's going to be fun, and look for Bill and I on the next episode.
Thanks, Aaron. See y'all.
Cheers.